AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And 844, we're pleased to have with us Emporia High Choral Director Sarah Bays in the midst of rehearsals for the seasonal celebration tomorrow and Thursday.
Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Glad to have you in with us. So I have to ask the question here, how rehearsals are going with the big ceremonies to come here the next couple of nights?
Rehearsals are going great, and today is a very exciting day because today is the first day that all of our performers gather in the Civic Auditorium for our first combined rehearsal.
Well, that is exciting, and the dress rehearsal, what is it, noon tomorrow then, Sarah?
That's correct.
Okay, and the public is invited to attend, and there is some flash photography allowed at the dress rehearsal. That's the only time that is allowed. But then the seasonal celebration performances, the 90th annual seasonal celebration performances, will be Wednesday night and Thursday night, 7 p.m. at White Auditorium. So have your choral rehearsals been going well, though, Sarah?
They've been going very well, yep. We've got a couple of brand new to the program tunes this year, which we're all really excited about. And then we have, you know, some of the old traditional favorites in there as well.
Well, it's always a well-attended event and really something special here in our community now for 90 years. And we have to ask something that you added to, for a 90th year touch of specialty here will be the alumni choir. So what kind of numbers are we looking at, Sarah?
Well, when I was on with you guys, I think back in September, you know, I had this feeling that we were going to make it to about 100 alumni. And between the people that I have signed up for both Wednesday and Thursday night, our total number of participants in the alumni choir is 110 people.
Whoa.
Kind of surpassing your expectations a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so we'll have a choir of, you know, nearly 90 each night with many participants performing both nights, Wednesday and Thursday, and then some folks maybe that are coming in from out of town or, you know, have, you know, other concerns, you know, childcare might just be performing Wednesday night or just Thursday night.
What does it mean for you, though, Sarah, to see the interest in alums to come back and add their kind of their own holiday spirit here to what's to come?
Oh, it's been incredible. I in my registration form gave participants the option of being featured alumni on our social media pages. So that's the Emporia High School Choir Facebook page and then Instagram account. And I've published probably 30 or so of those so far. Getting to hear from people about their own memories of their time participating in the program and how that maybe just, you know, shaped the people that they became. And, you know, for a lot of them, it shaped, you know, what they chose to do professionally or whether they chose to continue participating in music in the future. And they really credit their participation in Seasonal Celebration as just, you know, being a real game changer, being a huge influence and impact on them.
It has to be really cool hearing from these people, doesn't it?
It is so cool hearing from these people. Hearing from people who, you know, graduated from high school before I was even born, you know. I mean, it's just like such a connective experience. My eldest graduate, you know, is all the way back to class of 1967. And we've got great representation of graduates through the 1970s, the 80s, and 90s. So back that far, we've got, I think, four different Emporia High School choir directors represented that these people have memories of. And so it's just a wealth of, you know, this institutional knowledge of this program that's just an even deeper perspective than I've really been able to tap into so far. So it's just been wonderful.
So how are you molding the alumni into the performance, Sarah?
So the alumni will be seated for the entire program kind of up above my high school choirs. And they will be participating in singing the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah. And then on our very last number of the program, that's our Silent Night and Peace, Peace partner song. So the alumni will participate in two of the songs. And they've been preparing through using pre-recorded practice tracks, and they've got their sheet music that went out to them a few months ago. And then I will be holding alumni rehearsals at 5 p.m. Wednesday night and Thursday night in the space. So that way they'll be able to get into their seats, and we'll see who all's, you know, gonna be there that night, gonna get everything configured logistically, and then they'll be set for the 7 p.m. performances.
What does it mean for you, Sarah? And we've asked you this here periodically, you know, whether it's like this day before or, you know, earlier in the process. What does it mean for you and specifically the other instructors and the teachers to be part of this and helping to mold really our holidays through music here coming up over the next couple of nights?
You know, it's such an honor because we get to provide people with something that, like, I think the meaning of it for them changes throughout their lifetime. You know, as they come through it as student participants, they have their own ideas about it. You know, some of our students say that this is their favorite performance of the year, that it's the reason that they continue to participate in our performance ensembles, that they love it so much, you know, and maybe others don't feel that same connection to it. But I think by the time people get out of high school and looking back on their time in the program, then kind of that meaning has shifted to them and they realize, like, oh, wow, they really were part of something so much bigger than themselves, and realizing, you know, I mean, we talk to a 12-year-old about what it means, you know, that this has been happening for 90 years. That's a very different perspective, right, than hearing back from some of these alumni who, you know, they now just have that life experience, and, you know, they understand, you know, the length of time and the scope and the magnitude of what we're talking about. It's just such an honor to get to be part of creating these memories for people and just being part of keeping this legacy event just really deeply rooted in our community.
Yeah, long-standing tradition, 90 years now with holiday music from around the world performed by Emporia Middle School and Emporia High School students. So how many students are we talking about here all told, Sarah?
That is a great question. Nope. Let me do some mental math real quick. We're looking at probably about 350 participants this year. So we've got 6 through 12 choir, 7 through 12 orchestra, high school band students playing as part of our symphony orchestra, high school dance team, narrators, and sign language interpreters, as well as our tech crew. And, of course, we wouldn't be able to make any of this happen without USC 253 maintenance, who started our setup for us yesterday with literally rolling out the red carpet. And then our USD 253 transportation as well for helping with all the transportation needs to and from various school buildings these next couple days as we all head downtown for rehearsals.
Awesome. Program begins at 7 o'clock tomorrow night and again Thursday night. Doors open 1 hour before. Admission is a suggested donation of $5 for adults at the door. All USD 253 students and younger kids will be admitted free of charge. And again, that dress rehearsal will be tomorrow at noon. Well, Sarah, good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on one more time.
Hey, we appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays, guys.
Yeah, poor you. High choral director Sarah Bays. A lot of work goes into this.
Ooh, you're not kidding. And really quickly, we got some music here to talk about here over next couple of, you know, really next 36 hours or so, because our talk of Emporia kind of shifts off the holidays with Hank Osterhout talking about Halfway to Everywhere 2026 for our talk of Emporia this morning at 11:06. But tomorrow for our Newsmaker 2 and our Newsmaker 3, we're right back in the holiday spirit. We've got Nancy Ricker for the Newsmaker 2 at 8:20 as we talk about the Municipal Band's annual Christmas concert. And then we'll have our Newsmaker 3 at 8:40 as Arts Council Director Don Young talks about Home Free and its concert. Plus, we'll be updating Art Gifts. So a lot of music to talk about here on our programs later today and through the morning show tomorrow here on KVOE.
Live and local, it's 8:53.
Every year I tell myself I'll find gifts the kids actually use, and then I panic buy whatever